With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Angry over Israel's attack on Hezbollah targets in Lebanon, Iran has once again obstructed traffic through the Strait of Hormuz. Correspondent Karim Chihayeb in Beirut says the attacks have been devastating, with civilians caught in the middle.
Here in the Beirut neighborhood of Ayn Rasib, rescue workers have been searching overnight for any bodies in this building. This building behind me is one of dozens in the heart of the Lebanese capital struck by Israel yesterday. These strikes rocked the entire country. They came without warning in midday. People are horrified because there are still people missing. You can see family members and residents here waiting to see if they can find their missing relatives and loved ones.
The U.S. contends that Lebanon is not part of the ceasefire deal with Iran. Iran and Lebanon beg to differ on that point. The British Foreign Secretary Yvette Cooper worries a dispute could derail the fragile ceasefire agreement.
We want this ceasefire to continue. We don't want to return to conflict. And we crucially want to see the Strait of Hormuz reopened, because this is crucial for the global economy and for tackling the cost of living pressures here at home. And no country should be allowed to hijack these international shipping routes that impact the entire world and the entire world's economy.
She spoke with Sky News. President Trump is warning Iran to honor terms of the truce or face the wrath of the U.S. military once again. The U.K. says British and Norwegian militaries led an operation to deter Russian submarines suspected of malign activity in the North Atlantic. The defense secretary says a frigate, planes, and hundreds of personnel monitored a Russian attack sub, a couple of spy submarines. It was a month-long operation. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures down 230 points. This is SRN News. A study out of Finland casts doubt on the claims of transgender activists.
The argument has been that if a child is prevented from living as the opposite sex and obtaining surgeries and drugs to do so, it will harm his mental health. But the findings of a study published in a peer-reviewed journal in Finland finds that boys who are allowed to, quote, transition wound up with five times more mental health problems, girls with three times more. Other studies in Europe indicate that living as the opposite sex is bad for children's mental health. Michael Harrington reporting.
Democratic-backed candidate Chris Taylor has won election to the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Her victory increases the liberal majority on the court as cases affecting congressional redistricting and other hot-button issues await. Taylor defeated Republican-backed Maria Lazar in the fourth straight victory for liberal candidates dating back to 2020. Liberals now guaranteed to hold a majority on the court until at least 2030. SRN News. Google is now allowing users to change their Gmail addresses.
The company says the feature, which began in India, is now available here in the United States. Google has highlighted the update as a way for users to move on from outdated or embarrassing email handles. Changing your address is simple. Go to your Google account page, head to Personal Info, and select Email. You can then enter a new address. Your old address will remain as an alternate, and email sent to either address will appear in your inbox. Jason Walker reporting.
At their March policy meeting, more Federal Reserve policymakers indicated a willingness to consider an interest rate hike this year. Higher gas prices threaten to aggravate inflation. That's insight from the newly released minutes of the Fed's meeting last month. More details at SRNNews.com.